Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Joining me, Chris Williams and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys.
Hey. It's great to be with you both.
Well, tomorrow we're going to be with a bunch of our listeners right there in the Washington, D.C. area, Fairfax, Virginia. Fairfax Community Church. I've been there before. What a great church it is. And we're going to do two things. Tomorrow night, 7 to 9, it's our free 30th anniversary celebration at Fairfax Community Church, 7 to 9. Gift for everybody, prizes, food, fun time. It's going to be great. Come join us. And if you want more details, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Then tomorrow afternoon, we kick off the Life Recovery Conference. And you can find out about that. That concludes on Saturday morning. Not too late to get tickets to that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That will be a great boost to your recovery, or it'll help you get started in recovery. If you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you go to newlife.com and go heard it on the radio. That is the place to do that. We love our WAVA audience. It's one of the oldest audiences. We've been there a long time, big audience. And we've just been thrilled to, through that broadcast, to broadcast to senators, congressmen, the president, vice president, first ladies. We know they listen, and we're really happy about that. Some might say they need to listen more. But anyway, we love our WAVA audience. So come join us for that celebration. You guys doing all right today?
Doing great.
Yeah,
doing
excited. Great.
Well,
ready for the calls, man.
Yeah. Let's go right
Locked
now.
And loaded.
Let's go right now to, how about we talk with Denise from Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Denise, how are you today? What's going on?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited to get to ask my question to all of you.
Well, I hope you're just as excited when we finish with you.
Yeah, right.
How can we help?
I started a new job.
Okay.
And it's a great opportunity. But I feel like I've been floating around outside of my comfort zone now for about 10 weeks. And the closer I get to the 3-month evaluation, the more freaked out I'm getting. Like, my anxiety is just crazy. And so I'm just wondering how I can overcome this so I don't kind of sabotage myself.
Okay. Well, is this typical of you when you've been in under evaluation before or taking tests or anything like that? Is that typical response
really,
or is this something
it's
new?
It's interesting because this is, I'm working with like the most like, I don't know, a group of overachievers or high achievers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
okay.
I do not put myself in that category.
Yeah.
I was so excited and thankful that I got the job because I do have strengths. Mm-hmm. That I feel like they saw. But then in other areas, like, I am just not real fast at picking up some of the stuff. So I'm starting to feel nervous that I might fail or be rejected.
Okay.
But they're trying to make a way. You know, they haven't said anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just me.
So it's just you. No one said, boy, I tell you, you really be worried about that probation thing there because, man, you are blowing it big time. No one's saying that kind of stuff, right?
No, but there was a plan for me to be, you know, involved in a particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of withdrawn. Like, up until that point, I was involved in the communications and everything, and then I felt that they took a turn of direction. And
okay.
So obviously things were talked about behind my back then.
Well, let's talk about that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C., May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Chris Williams, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Now, Denise, I'm really glad you called us because how wonderful that you let us give you a little advice and help here on this evaluation time and help you deal with that fear. I love that. Chris is one of the most fearful people I've ever met. And Chris, help her with this in your area of specialty.
Yeah, that's actually not far from the truth.
No, let me just say this. Let me interrupt you. I discovered I am one of the most fear-based people in the world. My pain, when I'm in pain, mm-hmm. it's usually over fear, not shame or not anger. Yeah. So I get that fear thing. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, to say that, you're in good company, Denise. I want to ask you this question. When you have that fear come up inside of you, and that insecurity, mm-hmm. where in your body do you feel it? Where do you carry it?
Neck and shoulders.
Okay, listen to your neck and shoulders right now. If it had a voice, if that fear in your neck and shoulders could talk, what's it telling you?
That's actually very funny because I actually had a massage yesterday, and he actually said, I've seen this a time or two, said, you didn't sleep on your neck wrong. Are you overwhelmed? That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's a posture. So, yes.
And what's it
That's
telling
what
you? That if it had a message saying that Denise is what? Or this is what's going to happen to Denise?
Oh, Denise has to protect herself.
So, here we go. Denise, at very crucial moments in your life when you needed people to support you or protect you or encourage you, they weren't there.
That's correct.
Yes. And so you are out feeling like you are out on your own, but it's not like the world is for you. It's the world is against you. And so you're constantly just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That is a really, really hard way to go about life. But here's the truth, is that anytime we get into a new job, a new position, it just takes time to learn it. There's a development process. And yes, there are decisions of people higher than us that may choose to go in a different direction. But I want you to know this, your job performance is not your identity. And I know that you know that. I want that to be able to eventually descend into the heart. But you also need to know this. You're good at what you do. You wouldn't be calling into the show if you weren't. You instinctively know that you're good at what you do. But your fear is betraying you. What I want you to be able to do is own both your gifting in your work, but also have the humility to know that there's areas of growth and development, and that is opportunity. But your fear is telling you that as a result of that, is that you're not worthy or you don't deserve this or it's really not going to work out for you and people won't be there for you.
Right.
Yeah. I want that message. I just want you to know this. That message is going to sabotage you in all areas of your life, not just your work.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Denise, have you ever had someone in your life that it just digs on you because of who you are, warts and all?
Yeah.
Like they just think you're the cat's meow. Have you ever had somebody treat you that way?
Oh, like I'm the cat's meow?
Yeah, like you're okay just as you are, warts and all. Have you ever felt that type of acceptance from anyone?
I think that my husband tries to do that.
Okay, so
I think that there may be past things that prevent me from receiving it as much, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask that is because when Chris said you are good at what you do, there was a pause, and it's if I could read your mind, even though I can't read your mind, but as if I could for a minute, and it said, not good enough. I'm not good enough.
That's good.
And so oftentimes I say we have absorption issues, absorbing the goodness because we've grown up, we didn't get it, we didn't get what we needed, we didn't get those words of affirmation. We didn't have somebody just love us, even though we may have grown up in a perfectionistic home where we needed to be perfect or we got yelled at if we did something wrong and we were confused. And so it rattles our cage and it actually gives us an anxious core. But look at what God has done for you. He's given you a kinsman redeemer. He's given you a husband who is giving you a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So when you're in your interview, True. I want you to do this. Before you go into that interview, I want you to tell yourself, it doesn't matter what happens today, because I'm going home to a man who loves me. I'm going home to a man who loves me, warts and all. Even when I'm anxious, he's okay with me. Before you go into that interview, I want you to tell yourself that. So it doesn't matter what the outcome is. It doesn't even matter if they tell you that you've got some areas of growth. Those things don't have to blow you up because God wants to heal you in that covenant relationship.
Okay.
Do you realize how precious that is? What's coming up for you?
Well, I'm just making sure I understand. Which are you talking about when you said the kinsman redeemer? You're talking about Christ.
I'm talking about your Christ, Jesus, God in the flesh. God, the eternal one of the universe, gave you a kinsman redeemer. Do you know I have one of those?
Husband.
The husband.
Yeah. It's like Boaz was that to Ruth.
Yeah.
Where that phrase comes from.
Ruth didn't have anything, right? She was out picking stuff up, leftovers in the field. But God brought this man into her life that loved on her in order to heal her core fear, in order to provide for her. And I want
go
ahead.
That is so true.
Yeah.
He travels Monday through Friday. And so there's that part of me there, too, that is still, as much as I know he does, and he's there for me, when I call, and any minute, you know, it's like, I think there's still always that question, like, well, he's not really here for me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
There's always that.
And
why?
Why is because you grew up in a family system that didn't provide safe attachment. You were not attuned too well. You didn't have good connections.
Yeah.
And so that leaves us with this anxious core. And we have beliefs like this. I'm too much.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not enough. And we swing back and forth between those two poles where God has given you this steady Freddy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call on him. He wants you to begin to absorb the goodness that he's able to give you. I mean, your husband's not going to meet all your needs, right? But there's a reason that God made marriage. And in good marriages, he gave us those partners to help us heal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we oftentimes think of vulnerability as like revealing our junk, but actually there is a vulnerability to goodness. And that's what I would encourage you with, Denise, is that you continue to work on being vulnerable to the good around you, the good God that loves you and the goodness that's inside of you.
I love your message. Thank you so much.
We love you. We just love you. We just met you, but we want you to know we love you.
We're in the Denise fan club.
And, you know, on a previous program, I started to give some of these foundations of New Life, and I gave five. And another one, it's actually, I'll go down to number eight, but it's really helping us or helping people to focus on heaven totally, rather than on earth. And so, you know, the verse is, you know, what does it profit a person to gain the world if you lose your soul? But here's what we're really talking about on this heavenly focus. And that is, because you are in the hands of God, Romans 8:28 really is true. He does actually work all things together for our good. And so part of going into that interview isn't just knowing that your husband is there for you, which I love the fact that Sherry's pointed this out to you. You really do have this man. But whatever happens, God's going to make something good come from it. If you lose your job, if you whatever, there is good in your future. And God sometimes takes the worst stuff, the bad news, and makes that the very best news. So have that confidence. Now I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. It will get you out of that fear and into that strong life where you're depending on Christ, fears and all. And let's don't forget, courage, you know, isn't being without fear. It's doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done, no matter the consequences, even in the face of fear. That's what courage. I mean, that courage is hard to beat. So we'll send you Take Your Life Back. I hope you like it there. And then right now, let's quickly go into Chelsea, Chino Hills, California, KKLA. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What's going on?
So I had a question. It's a concern with my brother. We've always been really close growing up, and I think it started in high school where he got into porn, and there has been a couple of times where I've seen him watching. I walked in passing, but I'll just go away because then I'll pray about it. I've never really confronted him about it. I just never knew if I should, and he's married now. And I see the same patterns, like the same way he would act before when he would, I guess, be into it. Like he'd start isolating himself, and I see those same patterns now that he's married as well. I was just wondering if what your thoughts on it are. Like, what is it? I don't know if I should confront him. And I have told his wife before when they were dating, but it seems almost like she doesn't believe it.
That's rough. What do you think, guys? Should she just say to him, hey, I really care for you, and I think you need to deal with this thing. It's not like knowing you're into it, but it's saying, here's something you can do. It seems like that would be the way to go. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, Chelsea, that's a hard position to be in as a sister. But if you approach it from your concern as a sister, that's your greatest power. It's your love for him. And I do believe that it is an important opportunity to be able to confront him on it and be able to confront him on what your concerns are for him. One of the challenging things about pornography and sexually acting out is that it may not be the first or second confrontation or discovery, but each one is critically important because what is in the dark has to come into the light. Otherwise, that darkness will destroy. It's inevitable. It's 1 + 1 = 2. And so as an act of a loving sister, you know, to have a coffee with him and just to say that, hey, I am really concerned and scared for you and your wife, who I love dearly, that this behavior is still continuing to go on and it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt her. And I want to do what I can to, one, call it out because I love you, but also help any way that I can. And there's resources right here at New Life that you can point them to.
And, you know, I love your heart. I love, Chelsea, that you are not in denial. I think for a long time you kept that secret, and it ate away at you. Because when we know that somebody is caught up in something and they're acting out, we know it's hurting them. But you're not keeping that secret anymore. And I think it's great that you told his wife, and I agree with Chris. I'd probably take him a book of worthy of her trust and just sit down and have a conversation and said, I think this might be a good read for you to protect your wife.
We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I'm so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and don't forget, call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find out about the Life Recovery Conference. 3 million Bibles out there. It's just amazing, and we're gonna go deeper into recovery. Chris Williams will be there. I'll be there. Dave Stoop will be there.
Dr. Chris Buckingham, who I
love.
Yeah. Shout out
She's
to Chris.
She's amazing. Yeah. We'll be there. And then on Friday night, we'll do that celebration, 30 years of New Life. Life Recovery in D.C. We've got Intimacy and Marriage right there in D.C., July the 20th. And Restore is November the 9th, Hope for a Woman's Heart. All of that is going to be there. And please come and be part of all that we're doing. I'm going to preach there at Fairfax also that weekend. So I'd love to see you there. We'll go to another caller here. Let's go to Gina. Gina's calling us from Bethesda, Maryland. WAVA is the station. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, I'm fine. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Gina.
Well, what's going on in your life today, Gina?
Well, here's the question. I'm going to be as concise as I know how to be. I want to know, how does one manage alcohol consumption?
Okay. And by asking that, I'm assuming you're having a little trouble managing it.
I am. And here's the thing. I don't drink often, but when I do, let's just say for an example, if I were to drink on Friday, I'll start off with maybe a beer, and before it's all over, I will have had six.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I can go weeks without drinking at all. It's just that once I start,
yeah. Right.
It's very difficult to stop, and I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, and how much do you weigh? Just curious.
Interestingly enough, I was just telling the lady on the phone, I'm out walking right now. I walk 10 miles a day. I weigh about 145, 148.
Mm-hmm. You know, six beers for someone of that weight, that's a lot of beer, don't you think?
I absolutely know it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And here's the thing. If you were to, let's just say your mood alteration of choice was heroin, there'd be about, I don't know, 80 to 85% chance that you couldn't quit once you did it. With alcohol, there's only about a 15 to 20% chance that you can't quit once you start. And it's all about addiction and tolerance. You're obviously a very bright woman, so it isn't that you're not smart enough to control your drinking once you start. You're not lazy. You're not too lazy to control your drinking. You're out walking 10 miles a day. So what is it? It's called addiction. And the only way we can get addicted to alcohol is to drink enough of it to get addicted. Now, some people say, well, what about somebody that gets drunk on a half glass of wine? Well, that's not addiction. That's somebody that is having a real hard time. You'd call that a problem drinker. If they went to see a counselor, they could probably help them no longer need that half glass of wine. But addiction is what makes alcoholics alcoholics. And you can't get addicted unless you drink a lot of it. And you're addicted to it because once you get it in the system, your system kind of overrides willpower and other stuff because the system has to have what it's addicted to. And here's the dilemma. The longer you continue to mess around with it, then the less time there is between drinking, and then the more you drink, and it just gets worse and worse. And so you have to come to a place that, like I did over 10 years ago, and you say, I can't do this anymore because it's not going to go in the right direction. The only thing, psychologists will argue with me, and I started working with alcoholics back in 1978. The only thing uh-huh. I've ever seen them have in common is that they can drink a lot of alcohol. And when you can do
wow.
that, your system, your body gets addicted. Brilliant people, just insightful people. You can't override that addictive factor. So what I'm going to suggest is that you get into a recovery program that helps you stop and never drink again and never want to drink again.
And that's where I want to be. As a matter of fact, I am coming to the Life Recovery
Perfect.
Workshop.
Wonderful.
And
that's a great place.
Looking forward to that.
Okay.
So, Gina, what are you running from?
You know what to be completely honest with you, I think that I do it out of loneliness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Both Chris and I had mm-hmm. that down. Alone.
Yeah, I really do believe that because I'm single. I haven't been in a relationship in a number of years, though I've attempted to, but never really met anybody that I thought was a good fit. And so I think that's what it is.
Yeah, because you know what? You start on Friday night. You've worked all week, right? Done a good job.
Yep.
But then it's that Friday night lonely where you're left to yep. yourself and you look around and there's no one there. And so that beer becomes the thing you have a relationship with. And you binge drink to try to numb out from that loneliness. And so I want to invite you to do something, and then I know we'll hear from Chris when we get back from the break. But you know what I want you to do? I want you to find a 12-step AA that meets on Friday night. Because you know why? When you got on the phone, you said, hey, y'all. You know, you were like, hi. And you know what? We said hi back. And you're going to find another group of people that you walk into the room and you get to say, hey, on Friday night. And they say, hey, back. And you start working the steps, my dear.
And it changes everything. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Always like to have Larry come in and talk to us about our situation. And, you know, this month
we've been really
upfront about where we've been financially. And so, Larry, talk to us a little bit about, are we making progress? Some people have responded, and that's been great. Let's hear about it all.
We are making progress, Steve. Thanks. And I wanted to just remind our audience that the reason we come in here is that I come in and make these pitches and we kind of push a little aggressively is that it works. When we don't do it, the giving is fairly low on the match. When we do this kind of a push, we get, oh gosh, we get 4 or 5 times the amount of response than we would typically get. You know, to give you an example, we might get $1,300 or $1,400 one day, and then when we do this push, it's a lot more. It's 20 times more. We get $27,000. So it's important for us just to make the need known. And last time I was on with Sherry and Chris and you, it was a little over a week ago, and we reminded folks about our airtime cost. And I want to just bring that up again because I know people don't listen every day, and there's some new listeners. We spend $2.2 million a year on radio airtime, and that's a lot of money. That works out to be $183,000 a month or $8,300 a day.
And $138 a minute is what I figured out, which is crazy.
Right.
Just the time that you've been talking right now, cha-ching, ching.
Yeah.
Because we're not on, it's not free for us.
Right. And so, it's an indirect thing. We were asking you to help us because of those airtime payments, but we're asking to make those airtime payments because it makes a difference. People are listening to this program. From this program, they get counselors, they go to workshops, they get resources, they see videos. And those things are life-changing.
They work through some heartaches like we've just had today. Look, you know, Gina's going to be going to a 12-step group Friday night because of this call.
And
right?
had we not been on, what would Gina have done?
She would have binge-drank again. Yeah. You know, that's over and over.
Yeah. So if you can help us, if you can write a check, if you could call up with your credit card, if you can join Club New Life, we got great benefits. We got a video library that is fabulous and growing every day. And that's only for Club New Life members because there's our loyal, faithful partners month after month. So we need your help. I want you guys to keep taking calls, but I just wanted to make this appeal and ask you to check in right now. And new time givers, you know, please give if you've never given. I've been accused of being a little rude to some of you by calling you freeloaders because you're just listening to the radio program. Years on end, you listen, and you never make a gift. And we're out here paying every day, 100 and whatever it was you said, Sherry.
$138
a minute.
A minute.
Yeah. $8,300 a day.
A day.
So you can help us. Please help us.
Well, and let me just say this, that if we wanted to just get people to go to counselors, if we wanted people to just show up at the workshop, we would take this money, $2 million, and we would advertise with it.
Right.
Well, whose life ever gets changed by advertising? That's a whole other thing. This is just ministry, pure ministry, helping people to see and understand some things they don't understand. And I'm going to ask, if you have the ability to help us, is God kind of saying maybe it's time? And if God is, say yes to God, not to us. If you feel a tug that you haven't felt before, maybe that's the Holy Spirit saying, help these people. They really need your help, because we really, really do.
I know what it's like to feel that someday I'm going to do this, and that's a real common thing. People think, I'll do that someday. Well, someday is today. So someday is today. Pull over that rig if you're driving the big wheeler and give us a call and just say, hey, I want to help you out. And if you're taking your kids to school, drop them off, give us a call. Help us. We need your help now. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. 1-800-NEWLIFE. By the way, I'm going to send Gina a Life Recovery Bible. I didn't mention that. 3 million of them out there. All right, let's go to. How about we talk with Richard and Elizabeth in Fort Worth, Texas, KWRD, where I got my start there in a psychiatric hospital. I wasn't a patient, but I should have been. Hi, Richard and Elizabeth. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Hello.
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
Well, we have a 10-year-old son that's really, he's been diagnosed with dyslexia, and he's ADHD, but it just seems to be getting worse. And, you know, we've tried different medicines, but it's not really helping. And in school, it just seems like he's really falling behind, and we don't know what to do. I thought myself of being more, adding more discipline, I guess. I mean, we've taken the Xbox away, stuff like that, and he gets mad about that, but spankings and stuff like that, I was wondering if that might... Let me tell you why.
Anybody that understands child development would tell you that by the age of six, if you do spank, pretty much by six, that ought to be out of the way. It has a different kind of impact on a 10-year-old boy than it does on a young child. So. And of course, it's always, if it's done at all, it's done with restraint. I would say that it's not more corrective stuff that's going to help him, but more connecting stuff that's going to help him. It's going to take more time. It's going to take you, the dad, doing stuff with him that he likes to do. Which is, you know, can really be, you know, if it's video games and stuff, it's not fun maybe for you. But I think you've tried this other stuff. So I would try an overdose of connection with him. by his side doing some things he loves to do, and then I would help him in accomplishing what he wants to accomplish with shortening the segments that he works, providing some kind of incentive when he completes something, more behavior management stuff that you help him with that he can start to internalize. But let's hear from Sherry and Chris and see what they think might be helpful, because you know, you guys being on the phone here, we and caring about him, we know it's not easy. We want to give you the best we've got. So, Chris, Sherry, what do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, I would just to reaffirm that sort of a corporal punishment approach to him right now is going to actually cause more damage than good, because inside of your son, he intuitively knows that he's falling behind. He intuitively knows that he struggles with his academic learning environment in a way that other kids don't. That has the potential for a lot of doubt and insecurity and even potential shame. And so to understand going underneath the surface on that is that you want to protect against that. And the best way to do that is exactly what Steve said, is connection. Now, inside of his brain, in a dyslexic and ADHD brain, is a lot of anxiety. And so what it also needs in the midst of connection is structure and consistency. It needs predictability, as well as, and this is going to take a lot of work on the parents on your side. And it's so you want to structure the days and the weeks and make it predictable so he knows what's coming up. The more surprises or the more chaos or unstructured parts of his life that are impacting him, the more it exacerbates the ADHD and the dyslexia.
And I want to just offer some compassion for you too, because it can feel so powerless or helpless to have a child that we don't know what to do with. Right? And so,
right.
Yeah, and so that's where I think the spanking comes out of this. I don't know what else to do. Maybe this will help. But a couple of things that I think might really be helpful for you guys is getting with a good therapist in your area, and we'll have you stay on the line to see who we have right in your area in Fort Worth there, who understands ADD and dyslexia in a child and can help be your son's brain coach. They can help you learn how to coach him through his developmental years. The other thing I want to suggest is you talk to the school, because they have these things called IEPs, individual educational programs for kids. And there are resources that you're entitled to. And so they are there to assist and help him, because we don't want him to feel stupid. We don't want him to feel like he's different and he doesn't belong. His brain needs help, and his brain might need supplements. It might need some medication, because we've got to help him have the best brain and have the best experience he can. Why is he in your home and in school?
Hold on. I've got a couple more things to say. We'll be back right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And we're talking with Richard and Elizabeth, and they are going through what a lot of people go through. 10-year-old son, ADHD, dyslexic. I mean, those are tough combinations. Chris, you wanted to say something, then I want to add something. And then I think Cherry wants to add something.
Yeah, I think this is, on a personal note, is that my brother actually struggled with some learning disabilities like dyslexia and ADD his whole childhood and growing up. And I just want you to know that he lives an incredibly successful and fruitful life. He's a great guy. He does great things in the world. He, you know, owns a couple of really good companies that do good things in the world. So there is tremendous hope, because actually these struggles build resiliency, and they build a sense of perseverance that it's hard to get anywhere else. So with that said, you know, Steve has a book, Living and Loving Someone with ADD, that I highly recommend.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's because it is a message of hope in that book.
Yeah.
And we'll get you understanding and loving a person with attention deficit disorder. But here's what I want to say about medication. You ready? You guys listening?
We're listening.
They got all four ears engaged.
Okay. So medication is meant to work. And when it doesn't work, it's not good to abandon it before you've done an amazing search for what might work. Now, there are two different things that have to be considered. Is this the right medication? And is this the right dose of the right medication? I've seen people on twice as much of something, they half the dose, now it's exactly what they've needed all along. So I don't want you to give up on something. I have attention deficit disorder. It may be a terminal case. I don't know. But anyway, it's something that I'm all, you know, and the medication that works for me for a year or two might stop working, and I've got to take another look and make a switch. So you want to give him every benefit. And you guys together calling us, it shows your love, dedication, and commitment.
We love that.
So here's what here's the plan for you. Read this book. We'll send it to you. Secondly, if you don't have a psychiatrist that is willing to journey with you and him to find the right medication and the right dose, get that person in place. And then the third thing is connect with him rather than allow him to separate and isolate in this condition. You know, some of the original, don't let that happen. Some of the original writings that I read when I started looking into my own condition, they would say this. Many people question, does the attention deficit disorder cause disconnection? Or did your disconnection cause the attention deficit disorder? In other words, our desire to be separate and disconnected, you end up developing this. Well, I think it's an irrelevant question. The question is, what do we do about it? Don't let him isolate on video games and stuff. Go be part of what he does and try to introduce some new things to him. And I think you're going to have a really, really good result. Don't give up, because he needs you to persevere with him. And if nothing else, eliminating all physical discipline and replacing that with affirmation, love, trying to understand. And here's something that's pretty bizarre. When you stop talking to someone with attention deficit disorder and start asking them questions, the world changes. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I know people that you know, frustrated by my attention deficit disorder, never ask me a question. They don't understand why I can't listen for 25 minutes nonstop. You know, and well, it's hard to stay with you. Just ask me a question every now and then. So that's just something that really can change that little boy's heart when you start asking versus start.
Love it, Steve. Great counsel.
Well, we are almost out of time, and I want to remind you that tomorrow in Washington, D.C., you could change your life. Some people, we don't have healing services like many healing ministries, but we do have Chris Williams coming to D.C. He's going to talk, and I'm going to be there. Chris Buckingham, amazing woman, and also Dr. Dave Stoops is going to be there. And we'll celebrate our 30th anniversary from 7 to 9 there at Fairfax Community Church. It's an amazing, amazing church. And one of our new board members and his wife go there. Fabulous. I got to speak there. I'm going to preach there this weekend also. And then we're going to have our Life Recovery Conference, and that's going to be Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. We want you to come. It's going to be a great experience. Now, the other thing that we have is we have a need for financial support. Let me be really clear with you. We have to pay for airtime. Now, I hate to be redundant, but a lot of people just simply have never fully understood this. But in the Christian world, because of maybe some type of advertising, lack of advertisers or whatever. But the system was set up in the beginning where you don't have the content paid for. You pay to have the content on the air. And we pay a couple of million dollars a year for it. We need you to help us pay for that because we're behind. And we need to get caught up. We need to be current. And we need to stay current. We can only do that if you help us. If you give $360, I'm going to send you this Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person with, and here are the topics in the 8 books. Things like loving a person with attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, narcissism, depression. Borderline person, depression is another one. Post-traumatic stress disorder, sexual addiction. Those are the kinds of things that are in this series, and we send them all to you, $360 or more, and then you have access to the ever-growing video library, which people are raving about this video library. I think it's the most information in the least amount of time that you can find. You'll love it, but you have to help us. And you could join Club New Life at $30 a month and get those benefits, but we'll just give it to you right up front. $360, and every dollar is matched from our matching fund, so you're giving two. Please help us. I was sharing my frustration the other day of being in Dallas at this Young President's Organization dinner. Some of the finest people you'll ever meet, and they're there, they give, they're philanthropists. And some of them listen to us every day. And I was like a rock star there. I mean, it was amazing. But for some reason, nobody really sees the need of our ministry the way you might see a need for, like, starving children in Africa. But look, when you give to us, you're keeping families together. Do you know how many families go into poverty after divorce? How many kids are hungry after divorce? You're supporting children being fed when you support this ministry. I was thanking one of our folks for supporting us, and he said, "Hey, listen, I have to thank you every day. Without you, I'm dead. My family's dead. My business is split up. Everything is a mess, but you changed it all. Well, God changed it, and he used us to do it. I think that's pretty exciting. Help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you call there, we'll help you too. God bless you. Thank you all that do support us. And thanks to you, Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams, and all the rest that listen and watch and pray. God bless you. Have a great day. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.